Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Aniston reveals why she skips the Met. Jennifer Aniston, a Hollywood icon for 3 decades, has shared the surprising reason behind her decision to avoid the Met Gala. In a recent interview, Aniston, 56, confirmed, "Yes, I have been invited, but I don't go." Aniston described the Met Gala, held annually at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, as overwhelming. She admitted that the pressure of being around impeccably dressed stars makes her nervous. "It's the getting ready, the putting on the dress," she explained, noting her preference for a more casual style. "I'm a jeans and flip-flops and tank top kind of girl." When comparing the Met Gala to other events like the Oscars and Emmys, Aniston expressed her discomfort, stating, "It's a mental game of let's get dressed up, put on a fancy dress, makeup, get your hair all pretty and go sit in a big room with your peers. And yes, everyone's there to celebrate each other and have some fun, but I get nervous." She also voiced her frustration regarding public scrutiny at red carpet events, saying, "Some people find it like a sport where they build you up and then they love to tear you down." Aniston isn't alone in her feelings toward the event. Gwyneth Paltrow previously criticized the Met Gala, stating, "I'm never going again. It was so unfun," after attending in 2013. However, she returned in 2019, wearing a lighter dress. Amy Schumer has also voiced her disdain for the Met Gala, calling her 2016 experience punishment. She remarked, "I don't like the farce.
We're dressed up like a bunch of F.A., and humorously noted her disinterest in fashion.
Nevertheless, she attended the event again in 2017 and in 2022. Aniston's candid remarks reflect a common sentiment among some celebrities who feel overwhelmed by the glamorous expectations of high-profile events.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.